I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. In the days leading up to Veterans Day, WMPR brings you 11 of Us, stories from veterans and those in their community. Sean Connolly is commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Veterans Affairs and a current member of the U.S. Army Reserve. He started his career on active duty.
My first assignment was at the 101st with the Screaming Eagles at Fort Campbell. I was there for a couple of years before we deployed, but we deployed in 2003 at the beginning of Operation Iraqi Freedom. At that time, I didn't have children. It was my wife and I. We had been married probably about a year and a half or so. So she was at Fort Campbell with me. You know, we were having what we look back as a great life. You know, young couple before the Operation Iraqi Freedom, living on post with other young families. That was the worry, you know, about leaving Carol behind. You know, there were times where it was weeks or longer that you didn't have that communication. So he also went back to the old-fashioned way and wrote letters. Family members sacrifice a lot. Being around soldiers, in my case, understanding the challenges that they face really helps me put into perspective when I come to the office at Rocky Hill the issues that are important to our veterans, the issues that are important to our active service members and our active reserve members as well. They're volunteers to do that, to give of themselves, and they give so much that to take that one day to not only to thank them for their service, but to think about their service and think about how we can continue to support them that day and every day beyond.
11 of Us is made possible by New England Conservation Services and Victory Energy Solutions. More about 11 of Us at WMPR.org.